Test. 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 Testing. Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk. The urban industrialized society that you live within is systematically destroying the environment. The Mechanopolis is destroying the planet. You have been psychologically programmed to believe that this is not happening. Pockets of resistance have been weeded out and crushed.
Hello and welcome to the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show. My name is Linda. I'm here today with Anna.
Hello.
And I think Anna's mic was off then, but she just said hello, so all the fucking cop lovers getting out there on the 4ZZZ Facebook page. Privileged people, I think, who've had no interactions with the police.
Should know that.
Whatsoever. They have no kind of politics or analysis around what the police are for, but also, like, no interactions ever with the police, obviously, I don't do anything wrong, so I don't have to worry about the police. Say that to Ian Tomlinson's family, who are grieving after he was killed in London during the G20. He was just walking in the street and a cop came up and punched him dead. Tell that to the girl who was shot dead, 7-year-old girl who was shot dead by police. Tell that to the many Aboriginal people around Australia who are harassed by the police. Wanted to start off today's show by talking about the season. It's the season.
Woohoo!
On Friday, the Christmas tree in the city was lit. It must have been a lovely, beautiful moment where the Christmas tree was lit.
Did the angels sing?
Spencer Housen from the ABC tweeted about it with 7 News, and I just wanted to write back, the only way I'd like to see a Christmas tree lit is with a Molotov cocktail. I didn't write that to them, but I wrote that elsewhere and posted the photo of Greece in Athens. Some anarchists did exactly that. There's nothing more I'd like to see than the Christmas tree on fire in Brisbane. It was the day after the massive storm that we had, but if there's another big storm, maybe it'll catch on fire with the lightning and the electronics, or maybe some brave person will actually get out there. I was lying in bed last night thinking about how to do it. Why would you do that? Because Christmas stands for everything that anarchists do not. On the one hand, Christmas is about Jesus and the church, and anarchists don't believe in God and advocating one's control over one's life to a higher power, because we can control our own lives. On the other hand, Christmas is about buying things, and anarchists don't like capitalism and consumer culture and all the waste that goes with Christmas. Anyway, we're going to listen first of all to a song by a band called Westbred Diamond. They're from America. Albie, ZZZ announcer and fan and supporter, told me about this band on Friday for the hip-hop show Outlaws Radio, Friday 10 till 12. This song is called Genocide, and it's about police shootings.
It's really genocide what we out here doing, but I can't say shit. Man, love.
So tragic. Closed caskets. It's either that or the pen for us black bastards. Growing up with nothing, so we show out when we have shit. Mama taught us love, but couldn't teach me how to whip a brick. Father wasn't around, so by teen, you couldn't tell me shit. Met up with the team scene and did a lot of stupid shit. Mama got a house raided, and son was taking off AIDS until somebody whipped his ass, and Johnny shot him with the gauge. Slave to this money shit, since days of the slave shit. Sweating in cotton fields, working for a chain and whip, and we still want the whip and chain. Y'all can't see this ain't shit changed. There's more niggas in the pen and 400 years being slaves. Days passing, we still rapping though. Kill another nigga if that motherfucker test me, bro. That's what I keep this weapon for, the nigga up the street. Come to here, we bussing, but we run from the police. It's genocide, we killing our own kind.
Genocide,
bleed the earth of its minerals just to shine.
Genocide,
for these diamonds I will grind into the late night.
Genocide,
touch the chain and I will even quicker take flight.
Genocide,
though it ain't right if we don't do it, who gon' do it though?
Genocide,
we losing sight of who we are while in pursuit of
genocide.
Dope. Can't blame the man that made the gun, can blame the shooter.
Genocide,
I spit the shit that I be spitting just for you to
genocide.
But who am I to talk? Familiar with chalk lines, yellow tape and helicopters inherit through bloodlines. Police taking gang pictures while we taking school pictures. Hit you with the gang injunction if you know a few niggas. Jim Crow said that I couldn't drink with the white folks. Now Johnny Law said I couldn't kick it with Kimpo. When you ain't got shit to give, what the fuck do you live for? When you ain't got shit to give, what the fuck could you live for?
What's up?
Nigga, where the fuck you from?
Nigga, I don't bang, man. I'm just going to my mama house.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. Why the fuck you dressed like that?
Man, it's a basketball jersey, you dumbass nigga.
You know what? Get this nigga.
Genocide, bleed the earth of its minerals just to shine.
Genocide,
for these diamonds I will grind into the late night.
Genocide,
touch the chain and I will even quicker take flight.
Genocide,
though it ain't right if we don't do it, who gon' do it though?
Genocide,
we losing sight of who we are while in pursuit of
genocide.
Dope. Can't blame the man that made the gun, can blame the shooter.
Genocide,
I spit the shit that I be spitting just for you to grow.
Genocide.
Got the world on a string.
the string around my finger.
Coming up on today's show, we're going to be talking later about what's been happening in Ferguson again. After last week, we talked a bit about it. Last week, we were waiting for the results of the grand jury into the murder of Michael Brown by a police officer. And unsurprisingly, it came out that he would not be indicted.
Yeah.
I guess is the big news, and since then, shit's been popping off all over America and the world. We're also going to be talking a little bit about what is anarchism with a bit of an article, a bit of the book text written by Sam Mabar and a co-writer about anarchism in Africa. And sadly, Sam Mabar, who was battling cancer, an anarchist in Africa, there was a fundraiser for him in Brisbane. Sadly, he passed away. But before that, we're going to hear the brand new latest rap news, which is about the New World Order, and listen very carefully.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
This evening on Juice Media, we're diving deeper than ever previously, leaving aside greetings and pleasantries and leaping in. And it's time to seek the true root cause of the world's miseries. As we've seen, we can't believe in the mainstream frequencies. Therefore, in order to more fully understand, we're forced to turn to alternative sources on other bands, such as the newsfeed of a tranquil and humble man who has inflamed the airwaves with passion and rage, Russell Brand. This is Rap Trues, the news if the news was true and rhymed. I'm Russell Brand on YouTube, shedding light on our life and times. Hi Russell, can you please analyse some of today's headlines? Alright, let's have a butchers at the world tonight. What's this? Little old man arrested for feeding the poor, showing Christian values and helping those in need? Awful! But spend $1 trillion bailing out Wall Street or give $4 billion to political parties for their campaigns? That's perfectly lawful. Page 5, inequities on a sharp rise, with rampant unregulated capitalism swamping our rights. Corporations won't raise minimum wage but raise rent on estates, forcing many into a homeless state, sleeping in public spaces in a... And hark at these shady trade deals all being signed. TTIP, TPP, sound boring, right? Don't ignore what's behind. Malevolent, Machiavellian, machinating forces combined. Not acting for yours or mine, it's all for the corporate whores in disguise. What can we do to stop it? Don't believe the hype, the Fox News lies, or the Daily Mail, the Times. Be spiritually aligned, buy my bookie work online. Revolution is nigh, that was some truths. Subscribe to Rap Crew, subscribe here, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. The state of society is indeed a major anxiety. But what's causing all of this flagrant impropriety? Is it the case that we simply lost our way on the high seas? Or is there in fact some mysterious plan at play behind the scenes? To probe even deeper, we call on another truth seeker's opinion. Are you online, Terrence Moosey? Is Obama Kenyan? Listen, Russell Brand's a minion, only giving you half the picture. He won't mention the secret force that keeps the poor poor and the rich richer. What is it? I'll show you, slaves. Prepare to have your minds blown. But first I need you all to focus. Get your third eyes open. Turn off your TVs, your NSA devices disguised as iPhones. This is the most critical message you ever hear in your lives, yo. It's a massive conspiracy. We are shackled up under its weight, but I'm here to brush away the dust and expose its structure. You have to listen in. This is the symbol of tyranny. Since ancient Egypt, they haven't hidden it. Witness its fearful symmetry in the ubiquitous shape of the pyramid. Who stands above the military? Royalty and above celebrities?
They do.
Who directs the press, the Fed, and the universities?
They do.
Who operates above the law and courts, causes war for sports, and forcibly contorts the results of all elections before the voting call?
They do.
Hang on, Terrence. Who are they?
It's blatant.
Prep your brains as I unveil this. The architects and agents of the Matrix, the New World Order, they rule straight from the apex, while we, the victims, are kept restrained at the base in cages.
So what can we do?
We galley slaves have to mutiny. We have to expose the truth of this huge pyramid scheme of oppression and usury. Those at the top are cowards, they fear public scrutiny.
Yeah, you heard me! Show yourselves, Illuminati! End this lunacy!
Chicken. I represent the New World Order, the banks, the government, Monsanto, Katy Perry music videos, Super Bowl halftime shows, all of these things implausibly tied together into one theory.
I'm a builder, boom, this world is like a video game I maintain when I lead the New World Order, control your life here in the dark.
No builder, boom! Now fucking around, I'm cutting down anyone in my path. Trying to fuck up my game with rage and sharp derivative gold bars. Killing my foes, I'm rolling with the IMF. High equity, I grab my pen and sign them checks. Then I sidestep with high def flex. You are optimistic, now you're fucking depressed. You're just like the rest, I'm the NWO. Totally unknown, you can't fuck with my huge bankroll. I'm hard to glimpse, you can't do this, you can't do that. You fucking who said so? I do what I like, too big to fail, too much gold to hold. You can't fuck with the chosen one. I own your life, I'm Bilderberg.
William de Berg.
That's right, kids, or Bill if you prefer. I heard someone call for me, so I'm here to converse.
I was right, I told you all, they exist, I can finally tell the world.
So, the New World Order, can you confirm or deny it?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, see, things in life are seldom black or white, left or right. If I might be direct and forthright, please, that's what we like.
Trust me, you're not gonna like it. I'm about to reveal a conspiracy so vast and silent that those within it can barely recognize it.
The bling through tears deep in the latter part of last century. As you finally emerge from your ignorance, you gradually begin to realize your legacy, your true role in history, but couldn't deal with the reality. So to retain a sense of self and innocence, your inner psyche conceived an alter ego of pure evilness, which you could blame and ascribe with the most heinous crimes that gave rise to your current way of life.
So the New World Order doesn't actually exist?
Oh, it exists, and how? Ask the slaves whose labor built the White House. Ask the slaves of the day, tied down to sweatshops and brothels to escape hunger. Ask most women, second-class citizens, in a pervasive rape culture. Ask the non-human creatures who inhabit the planet. Whales, bears, frogs, tuna, bees, slaughtered farm animals. Ask the natives of the Americas and Australia, on whose land you live today, on whose graves your factories, farms, and neighborhoods stand. Ask any of them this. Ask them if the New World Order is true. They'll tell you plainly, the New World Order is you. What can we do?
It's simple. Topple the tyrannous by bringing down the elite dwelling at the very top of the pyramid.
You can attempt it, but this structure is your own edifice. Far greater in scale and stature than you care to know or admit it is. It extends down, as you can see in this picture I've corrected, to include all those beneath you on which your privilege has depended. Impossible. We are victims. I'm a victim of the frickin' system. And that, kiddies, is how the pyramid ensures its existence. Through our failures to envision our position within it. Welcome to the New World Order, bitches. I hope I've been of assistance.
I need an alibi. I need a projection, sanitize my life. I, you are my alibi. I need a projection.
Well, truth seekers, it's time to close this episode. Over the course of our lives, as we seek to explain the state of the world, we pass through states of enlightenment that expose the unknown. But the deeper we go, the more our quest seems to lead closer to home. Yes, injustice is real and undeniably abundant. Conspiracies, false flags, oppression, bribery, corruption. But can we fight injustice with any depth of purpose if we ignore our own roles in causing it in the first place? For the target of our struggle is never merely the tyrant on high, but also that piece of the oppressor planted deep inside every one of us. And that's where the revolution first must arise. Till next time, Robert Foster, the Internet. Good night.
That was the latest rap news from The Juice Media, and they have a website, thejuicemedia.com, and they're a crew from Australia, from Melbourne to be exact, and that was rap news number 30, so there's plenty more of them to catch up on, and you can watch that on YouTube, and it's called The New World Order Rap News, and they've got this pyramid. Lots of people have been asking about the pyramid they show in the episode, and I really think it's a really great episode because it talks about the way that people talk about the Illuminati and how it's this big conspiracy, which distracts from the ability for us to actually do something. That's a lot of it, if that are these big, untouchable, powerful people. It distracts from people's sense of the ability to be able to change the world themselves. In the pyramid, they put us debt slaves, kind of about two-thirds up the pyramid, and underneath they have women, modern-day slaves, chattel slaves, indigenous peoples, because of colonization and genocide, and below that, the animals, the earth, and the oceans. What do you think of that? Anna?
Well, it's a bit of a challenge to a lot of people's perceptions, isn't it? Because we like to see ourselves as oppressed and not being able to sort of change things and stuff, and I think it's good to challenge our own privileges and shine a light on ourselves.
And I think a lot of people who are fans of the rap news would have been going, oh, the New World Order, finally they've come and done this great rap news about how we're so oppressed, and then they've turned it round and pointed out everyone's privilege.
Yes.
And I guess one part of that which maybe they don't cover is, I guess it was hard to fit into the pyramid, but white privilege as well, which is more than just recognizing indigenous people, but also amongst debt slaves, there's people who have white privilege as well, people like you and I.
Yes, and it's convenient for us to stay blind to those things.
Yes, and actually brings back to the topic about police violence, because white privilege has a lot to do with whether or not you experience police brutality. We're going to hear now a little skit that I found on the weekend. It's called Monsanto Picking Up God's Slack.
Hey, Super Bowl fans. What do you think when you look at an apple? Nature. Health. God's gift to humanity, right? Maybe. Or maybe something that will eventually rot, die, and leave you just like everyone you've ever loved. But you know what doesn't die? Everything we make here at Monsanto. At Monsanto, our fruits and vegetables, much like Spider-Man, are genetically engineered to withstand nature's Hitler-esque assault on our food.
I used to buy all of my food at gay, liberal, communist farmers markets, but then I realized all of that food comes from the ground. The ground. Isn't that where we bury our dead people? No, thank you.
People keep saying, oh, there are so many chemicals in my food, it's not even edible. Wah. Well, you know what else is inedible? Love. And democracy.
I've been eating Monsanto products for years and have had no effects. I'm...
Our goal at Monsanto is simply this. We want to simplify your life. Bees stinging you, boom. We killed them all. Watermelons regular size, bam. Now they weigh 64 pounds and never stop screaming. Why? Because we're Monsanto. And everything we do it for you.
Thank you, Monsanto.
Thank you, Monsanto.
I... Monsanto.
Monsanto. Because God just isn't doing a good enough job.
I woke up this morning to the rasping breath of Mr. Economy in the next bed. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, he said. I said, turn it down, old man, turn it down. Holy hell, poison in the well. Jesus, God, the devil. Mystery trying to give me that hard, hard sell. Turn it down, down, down. Where does the money come from? Where does all the money go? To keep this show on the road, rolling on, rolling on, rolling on. I'm a rolling stone
one country. Someone help me, mother country blues. I scream and shout, but it does no use. What's a poor man to do?
Yeah.
That was The Basics and The Lucky Country. Before that was a skit from HGL Studios, Monsanto picking up God's Slack. And actually, there was a song as well, Other Country Blues by Dan Burt, No Bacon, and The Bad Things, and that came from the compilation which was put together by Resident Anti-Hero, Sounds of Resistance, here on the Aniki Show, Autonomous Action Radio on 4ZZZ, also on Z Digital from Tuesdays 7 till 8 p.m. and Free Radio Edmonton. Autonomous Action Radio, also podcast at autonomousactionradio.com on Radio for All. We're going to talk now on the Aniki Show about what's been happening over in the United States in Ferguson, and Anna has all the news for us.
News, but it's not really any surprises. On November the 24th, as sort of everyone was waiting with bated breath as to the grand jury's decision as to whether or not to indict the murderer of Mike Brown.
Indict has a different meaning.
Okay. My legalese is terrible, I apologise. But what I found really interesting is that the November the 24th was when the grand jury decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. But on November the 17th, the governor of Missouri declared a state of emergency preemptively. So, and I thought that was really quite interesting. And so they were almost setting up the community to fall into a carefully choreographed response to the grand jury decision. I found that quite interesting. So, a lot of things kicked off after that. Obviously, there was a lot of distress within the community. Mike Brown's stepfather in particular mentioned a few angry choice words. November the 25th, the body of another young man was found in a parked car not far from where Mike Brown's body laid after being killed by Officer Wilson, and that was DeAndre Joshua, and he was shot in the head and burned, and the police have deemed it suspicious, and then they deemed it a homicide. All these things have now kicked off protests and in some cases riots in 170 odd US cities, as well as a couple of the largest cities in Canada, also known as Canada, and the UK as well, and I think even around Australia there's been a couple of little sort of rallies in support.
Yeah, there was one in Melbourne, which was also in response to the killing of Aboriginal people by police in Australia.
Well, if we don't see the links between what's happening in Ferguson and what's happened in the history of Australia and what's currently still happening in Australia, then we really kind of got to take a good look at ourselves, I think, Linda. So, on the 27th of November, just a little bit of a timeline, the 27th, the governor has made a point of saying that he's rejected calls for a new grand jury to be held.
Because there's some discrepancies in, I think, in the autopsy and in some of the
There are a lot of discrepancy
evidence.
Both public accounts of what happened to witness accounts to what Officer Wilson has said publicly to what he said privately.
And there's to his wife being in the Ku Klux Klan,
yeah,
I think,
there's
as well.
All sorts of things going on. But yeah, it all over, it's a pretty ugly situation that's happened. And now, as most of the listeners of the Aniki Show would know, being good political beasts that we are, that Officer Wilson has now resigned from the Ferguson Police Department. And so, but you know, he waited. He was on full pay, and he waited for a good couple of months on full pay, and And once he got those conditions negotiated that he could leave on his terms, then he, you know, he's left and everything's hunky-dory and life goes on for him. Unfortunately, leaving behind the community of Ferguson and Mike Brown's family.
I was reading an interesting article last night about his history and the history of policing in Missouri.
Yeah.
And he was actually like a rookie officer in Jenine, which is in St. Louis or Missouri or something, yeah, and it was notoriously racist.
Yeah.
And so his formative years as a police officer were spent in a very racist, I mean, the whole thing's racist, but
yeah, absolutely. In
a particularly racist police force and with a racist culture in that force, or that particular team got disbanded or something, so...
Yeah, and I didn't read extensively about policing in Ferguson or in Missouri itself, but there's a difference between state police and then county police, and obviously Ferguson are a county police department, and the state police department, their chief said from the very beginning that they would have handled things a lot differently than the reactive, the extreme reactive nature of the Ferguson Police Department did.
Right. We're going to also talk about women.
Yes.
And the way women's deaths are treated in comparison with the way the death of men are treated. But first of all, we're going to hear a song from The Filthy Politicians, and this is called Help You Make a Sound and has a domestic abuse trigger warning.
Such harm for the fist at the end of the arm, patriarchy, organized religion, and misogyny and television. There's a million ways that he lays claim to a world so warped, saying you're the one to blame. Eve ate the apple, skirts in chapel, talking back is why she got cracked in half. But it's not her fault, no,
no,
no, it's not her fault, no. It's the fault of all of us out here, free to look away, free to not care. It's easier to be an excuser than to confront and stop an abuser. Cause women and children ain't objects, they ain't his to control like a science fair project. There's a book called Why Does He Do That? Please read it, I wish I knew that. When I was a young man, I could have stopped the culture before it sank in. I apologize a million times for how disrespectful that I've been. Yeah, there's a book called Why Does He Do That? Please read it, I wish I knew that. There's a language older than words, breaking the silence, dying to be heard.
If we knew what he was doing,
to every man using the word bitch, demeaning women like you're scratching his niche. To every loser yelling suck my dick, think of how it feels on the other end of the stick. So many can't or won't, that's why the problem sticks. Jokes still demean women, even if the meaning is
isn't what you thought. You think that makes a difference? It doesn't. You thought it was funny to her too? It wasn't. You hate women cause you're insecure, programmed by a culture that's afraid of her, so it seeks to suppress, control, and exploit. Listen to these lyrics coming from Detroit.
Sit down, hit your move again, I'll beat the shit out of you. Don't make me wait this baby. You don't need to see what I'm about to do.
That fucking man won the goddamn Grammy. That's Eminem, he might be liked by your family. That's Eminem, I used to like him. Can we agree that anyone like him, Kanye, Jay-Z, Quentin Tarantino, and their misogyny don't deserve our support, if it means it supports men who abuse women and children? Like, what the fuck? Make the connection. Ignorance loves to listen to lies, that's why we don't realize. Don't act so surprised, you gotta pick a side. It's one or the other. Do you support women or help keep them smothered? If your vocab uses the word hoe, bitch or slut, that shit's gotta go. You insult all women by implication, and ignorance ain't an excuse, yo. So it's time to call a spade, we gotta burn the curtain, end the charade. Men as a class have privilege, they obscure the truth to maintain their power, they corrupt the youth. And the status quo starts to feel like proof that this is all inevitable, but it's anything but. There's so many lives depending on us to wake up.
If we knew what he was doing,
keep an open mind and listen. Keep an open mind.
They help you make a sound.
These
cats will come to ruin.
Keep an open mind and listen. Keep an open mind.
If you take a look around,
for friends and family members of victims, it's important to be there for your loved one to offer assistance.
The filthy politicians there, and help you make a sound. And Anna and I want to talk about the different treatment of women victims of police brutality as opposed to men victims of police brutality. What have you got, Anna?
Well, I came across an article that was quite interesting by a woman by the name of Kirsten West-Savali recently, and it was entitled Black Women Are Killed by Police Too. And basically, it was kind of like an open letter to I guess, the black community, just sort of reminding them of, you know, the politics that underpins all the police violence, which obviously the black community would be well aware of, but how they can themselves be sucked into the trap of internalised patriarchy and only seeing black males as the victims of police brutality and police violence and police killings. Only seeing the male victims and therefore minimising the experience of brutality towards women. And just it was really quite an interesting article and just highlighted a number of things that I think we could all sort of take notice of is about those narratives and whether those narratives have been unpacked completely when we are talking about police violence. Because
and because it just came out just in the last week that the officer who shot and killed a 7-year-old girl who was sleeping on the couch of her parents' or grandparents' home or something when they came in to do a raid, and he shot her, and his evidence contradicts some things because he says that someone let off a flashbang grenade and he was blinded, but then at the same time he says that the grandmother grabbed his gun or something.
Yeah.
Or went to grab his gun.
And there was no fingerprints on the gun. And, yeah, there's all sorts of discrepancies. And that seems to be a recurring theme, that that white police seem to be able to, you know, tell their own stories, and it's almost like choose your own adventure and be getting away with these things.
Because police investigate police.
I know.
And find themselves innocent. Surprise. Yes. Surprise, surprise. And so that woman, that young girl was killed, and also a young boy was shot in a playground, a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But back to women, I think it's very good that in Australia there was a death in custody in Western Australia of a woman called Miss Doo, and there have been some actions.
Oh, good. Can you tell us more about that? Do you know much more?
She was imprisoned, which a lot of Aboriginal people in Western Australia are imprisoned for not paying fines.
Yes.
Which is kind of like a poverty...
Absolutely.
A poverty trap. And she was ill and had been a victim of domestic violence, and then she'd asked to see medical treatment, but was refused, and then when they took her, and then they took her back, and I think what happened, and she was put in the back of a paddy wagon as well, even though she was so ill, and eventually she passed away. And it's been good to see people standing up for her as well.
Yes.
Think about it, all the big names, I mean, men are, I guess, more often victims of police brutality because
they're more visible, and it makes it and the article that I mentioned before, Linda, they kind of hinted or alluded to the idea that that the enemy needs to be big and threatening and stuff to defend the police's responses, and the police being white supremacist and all that sort of thing. And so that's why the narratives tend to focus on the male victims of police violence.
We're going to hear a mashup now of Tony Abbott at the G20.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott now.
From the very beginning, climate change was inconvenient. I don't particularly approve, in fact I utterly deplore, effective action to address climate change. We have a duty to a very large amount of private sector finance, and this government has just passed through the parliament inefficient fossil fuel subsidies that encourage wasteful consumption, and coal is going to be an important part of that. The G20 has delivered real outcomes, and cashed up businesses right around the world are going to be better off, and that's what it's all about. It goes without saying that all of us support bailouts if too big to fail financial institutions run into difficulty. You can't have prosperity with happy people living in a better world. So I utterly deplore female participation, and strong and effective action against it should be taken. I just want to say to everyone watching right around the world, most Australians who went to see a doctor have been seen at no charge. One of the most terrible atrocities of recent times.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when we're part of the team. Everything is awesome when we're living our dream.
Spoken by Tony Abbott, authorised by the Institute of Public Affairs.
Thank you.
too tight. These tattoos and these scars, they don't make it alright. But with you, I just know. With you, I'm sipping your arms.
The Dickinsons fading out there, and a song called I Just Know, a brand new one. And I wanted to quickly read out this little bit about anarchism, which comes from the Sam Mabar, What is Anarchism and Africa? Text: anarchists do not conceive of a society without order, but the order they visualize arises out of voluntary association, preferably through self-governing bodies. So there we go. A lot of people think that anarchist means no order. I have a shirt. It says government is chaos, anarchy is order. And there's a number of flashpoints happening around the world at the moment, which we have to mention quickly. Hong Kong. Shit's going off in Hong Kong. Turkey. Shit's going off in Turkey. Greece. Students are uprising in Greece and Mexico as well. There's still an ongoing uprising in Mexico because of the 43 students who disappeared. We're going to go out with a song from Insurge. This is Political Prisoners.
Profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco corporations. we lost our common ground. That's what the law's been for.